Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to the first of prayerfully many live broadcast shows of Clinically Speaking with Sierra Renee, where our mission is to discuss comprehensive, integrative mental health and life coaching topics that's going to promote an increased quality of life and a decrease in stigma. I'm your host, Sierra Renee, and I am beyond excited about tonight's show. So I'm just going to, like, ask for your grace in advance, as I'm super nervous right now, one. So I might stumble over some of my words or my thoughts. I have, like, a lot of things that I want to share with you all, and I'm, like, excited about it. And I also just have a limited amount of time. But there's also a blessing in that, being the host, that is. If we need to do a part two, I have the authority to go ahead and do a part two. But I am going to do my best to get everything that I want to share with you guys out today. So I'm going to just start with just giving you some tidbits about myself. I'm a proud lover and follower of Jesus Christ. I'm a loyal family member and friend. I'm a counselor by profession. I work with the Michigan Department of Corrections and the Substance Abuse Treatment Program. And because of my passion of helping others, I have the honor and Can I keep it real with y'all? I have the honor and the task, yes, sometimes it's a task, of being the lead therapist and owner of Elevated Counseling and Coaching out of Westland, Michigan, where we serve individuals of all ages, backgrounds, cultures, family structures, couples, and even groups by first trusting in the providence of God, and then by utilizing tools from the field of psychology, which help us to optimize our potential, increase knowledge and awareness. We want to develop, grow, and maintain some healthy skills that will assist us in achieving a higher, an elevated quality of life. I truly believe that this is a big part of my purpose and what God has planned for me here, and I really enjoy what I do. I received my master's degree in counseling psychology from Moody Theological Seminary, where I had a wonderful experience, and they taught me the artistry of integrating counseling with psychology. And because there's so many tools that are beneficial to people that do not contradict the Word of God, I'll say that again, there are many tools in the field of psychology that do not contradict the Word of God. They've shown us how we can effectively use that to help God's people. And it's just been a privilege and an honor of mine to be able to do that in my life, in my professional life, and even in my personal life as well. So that's me. Enough about me. I'm not going to do that every show. I'm just trying to set the stage, and I might toss it in here or there as we get new listeners. But for the most part, I would really just like to start diving into our topic. So today, our topic is going to be about what is mental health. Mental health, what is it? So if you'd like to hear what some experts have to say, people in the field, what the Word of God has to say, and, of course, my 7 cents, I just want to invite you to stick around while we get clinical. I'm, like, smiling so hard because to Olivia Newton-John for that wonderful song there. But I'm smiling so hard because I had this vision of this day. I wanted to be able to, like, share things about mental health from a Christian perspective with an audience. I didn't know what platform it was going to be on, but I had this vision for, like, this intro that I wanted, and with that song to go in there, and it seemed really good in my head, but as I just did it, it actually seems pretty cheesy, so that's why I can't stop smiling. But you guys can't see that because we're on the internet. But I would love to hear, like, feedback from you. So if you think it's just cheesy, when we go to our Facebook page, and we'll talk about that at the end, I'd like to hear from you. I'm open to constructive criticism and to hear what you have to say about that. But, yeah, I think it's cheesy, but I think I like it. So, okay, I'm sorry. I digress. Before we go any further, I would truly be remiss if I did not pause to take the time to acknowledge our Lord and Savior. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. For we know that it's full of new mercies and grace. And God, even though we don't deserve them, you continue to bless us. And for that, we are so grateful. Lord, I ask right now that you forgive us of our sins, both of commission and omission, so that we may have a heart and a mind that is pleasing to you. Lord, I ask that you allow Sierra to decrease and to use me as a vessel, Lord, to let your light shine through. I pray that each listener today is provided with something that will be fruitful to them, and that, most importantly, Lord, it will lead them closer to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Okay. So here we go. It's time for the good stuff, I hope. So got the housekeeping out the way. Our topic at hand is what is mental health. I'm going to provide you with a couple definitions, but I want you to keep in mind that no definition is going to totally embody this. There's nothing that's going to precisely get this concept because it's very broad. Mental health is actually on a continuum, so it's pretty broad, so no one definition is going to be inclusive. But let's just take a look at a couple of them. According to the World Health Organization, mental health is defined as a state of well-being in which every individual realizes his or her own potential, can cope with normal stresses of life, can work productively, and is able to make a contribution to his team. Okay, fair enough. The APA, the American Psychological Association, says that mental health is the way your thoughts, feelings, and behavior affects your life. Good mental health leads a positive self-image and, in turn, satisfying relationships with friends and others. Having good mental health helps you to make a good decision and deal with life's challenges at home, work, or school. Okay, that one's cool, too. Okay, and according to mentalhealth.gov, we see that mental health includes our emotional, physiological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress, relate to others, and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. Okay, I like that one too. So if I had to sum everything up, I would say that mental health is about how we think, feel, and act and respond in a positive or a good way. Like, that's what I would say. But some of them included things like physiological and social. They were saying make a contribution to society in some of them, how we handle stress, one of them said normal stress. I think the World Health Organization called it normal stresses of life. I think there might be some abnormal stresses of life, but it says normal stresses of life. Maybe don't include the abnormal ones. But the overall general understanding is that mental health is about how we think, feel, and act. I can go with that. But I think that a lot of us actually have a better understanding, it's more clear to us, should I say, of what the opposite of mental health, which is mental illness, looks like. We can diagnose online ourselves and particularly others. Some guys on Facebook. Nope, I'm not going to name them. I'm not going to name the guys. But they'll tell you things like if your spouse, significant other, or friend does X, Y, and Z, they not good for you. You need to cut them off. And then you call your best friend, like, girl, my husband is a narcissist. I can't help him. He just needs Jesus. Or fellas, you kicking it with the guys. And you like, man, my wife's bipolar. Definitely. She all in love with me one day. Then the next day she hate me. She got some kind of mental illness. She not healthy. She crazy. So we can easily identify what that looks like to be the opposite, have the opposite of mental health, to have a mental illness, right? We call that out quickly through Facebook or friends, memes. But let's take a look at the first term in our mental, so we can start creating a working definition here. The first term in our topic is mental. So when we're talking about mental, we're considering or speaking of your emotional, intellectual response to an external reality. So what's going on upstairs? How are your gears turning? What are you thinking about? Like, how are you ticking in the inside, right? Now, the second part, health. So do we really know how to define that clearly? Like, can we put a name on that, like, that's inclusive or universal? I say not really. Isn't it nice? I have on a nice suit, and I'm sitting here calm and responding. I'm interacting, and I'm engaging. Am I mentally healthy? Maybe. I don't know. So there's some foundational key elements that we understand is connected to having good mental health. They're typically positive things, right? But being healthy is also relative to the person and in their walk. So I'll use myself for example, because I like to use myself for an example. I have two jobs. I have a large active family somewhere or involved in something. So I have a large active family. I engage in community service regularly. I spend time with friends. I spend time with cousins. We go places. I'm adventurous. I'm always on the go, right? Am I considered mentally healthy? According to the World Health Organization, I am. I know how to manage normal stress. I'm productive. I make a contribution to my community. I think I'm healthy, right? Well, my coworkers actually call me crazy because there's no way that I could possibly be sane. Where's the balance in life if I'm always on the go? So now, because they don't think that they can effectively manage all the things that I do, am I not unhealthy? Well, I'm not sure, actually. So what happens when the world kind of leaves us with this gray space? What I like to do is turn to the Word. Is health even a term that's in the Bible? Well, actually mentioned 16 times. And of those 16 times, two of the scriptures that use the word health are identical. So here's a pro tip for you. Shout out to Moody Theological Seminary. In the Bible, when there's repetition, that many times equals importance. So in Psalms 42:11 and 43:5, it says, and I'm going to read from the King James Version, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and what I doubt disquieted within me, in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. So here we have David, the man after God's own heart. We all know him. We all love him, David. Great, powerful man of God. But also, the man that had a lot of issues with God and in his life, too. We definitely can say that David was all in his feelings throughout his writings, you know. If I diagnose him, I might say there's some mania that's going on, some extremes on both sides of the coin there. But he begins with this kind of sorrowful, almost like, woe is me, God, why are you doing this? What's going on? Full of hope and praise. And also he gives us a tip. He says that I shall praise him who is the health of my continent and my God. So what does dear sweet David mean when he says the term, when he uses the term health? Well, I had to look at it in this original text to kind of get a better understanding of that. When you look at the word health in its original text, it's used to signify help or security offered by a fortified wall, delivering, in a sense, like some prevention from what would happen if that wall was not there. So let me pause right here. This is a clinical translation for you guys, right? This sounds like, I just love when this happens, this sounds like boundary in the field of psychology. The original health in its original text means a fortified wall that we put up to protect us from things coming in that could harm us, right? That's the same thing we do with boundaries. We put up boundaries around us emotionally, physically, or spiritually from unwanted things. So I love when that happens because we first see how psychology has borrowed many of its tools and principles and theology. Its tools and principles from theology. But then we can also see how it's definitely beneficial for us to use these tools to help God's people because it doesn't contradict with the word of God. And then at the end, it also says that health signifies God's salvation, which is the ultimate protection from harm, which is protection from the ultimate harm, I should say. For I shall, the second portion, for I shall yet praise him who is the health, or, like we just said, just defined, the prevention of what would have happened if I wasn't protected of my continence, which just means my attitude or my mood and my God. So how's our attitude determined? By our mental state of mind, by how we emotionally and intellectually respond to external realities. So essentially, David is saying, man, there's a whole lot going on. God, why have you cast down my soul? Why are you quiet on me? What's going on? But you know what? I have hope or confidence in you, God, and I'm going to praise you anyway. Because I know that you are the protector. You are the protector, or the health of my thoughts, which ultimately is manifested in my mood. You're going to protect me from negative thoughts, and which ultimately leads to negative behaviors. And we certainly need to avoid that, right? How does our behaviors start? They start in our mental. So here is here's the NCT, the New Sierra Translation. We talk about being healthy. When we talk about being healthy, it is or relating to the protection from harm. So let's connect our terms. When we think about mental, we're speaking of or relating to the emotional or intellectual response of an individual to external realities. And then when we talk about health, we deal with relating to protection of harm. So if we were to create a working definition from those two things, I would say that a mentally healthy individual is someone whose intellectually, someone whose intellectual and emotional response to external realities provide protection from harm for themselves and others. We don't add that in there. But we also integrate in our theology as well, right? So a mentally healthy individual is someone whose spiritual, intellectual, and emotional response to external reality provides protection from harm from themselves or others. For themselves or others. Let me say that again. A mentally healthy individual is someone whose spiritual, intellectual, and emotional responses to external reality provides protection from harm for themselves and others. I'm hoping you guys can kind of see the picture that I'm trying to paint here, the cohesion, and get an understanding of what health looks like in the Bible, as well as what it looks like in the field of psychology. But I'm somebody who has to implement things. I'm a strong believer in homework as well. Working at Elevated Counseling and Coaching, I always give out homework because that's how we make it real. We make it stick, right? So I'm going to invite you and challenge each and every one of you who are listening to explore with me, with this information in mind, what it would mean for you to become a mentally healthy individual. In doing this, I want you to consider your strengths and your weaknesses. You need to keep it real here. Don't try to say, like, I would be mentally healthy if I just get over it or stop doing it, because that's not how it works. Remember, it's not just the absence of an overt flaw. Rather, it's your ability to respond in such a way that will not cause you or others harm. So go ahead and spend some time thinking about what do you really need to do. You have to reflect and get real with yourself. I'll give you mine. One of the things that I need to do, one of the things that I need to change in order for me to consider myself a mentally healthy individual is to stop avoiding conflict. I need to do this because when I avoid conflict, I cause harm to myself because I've now told the other person that I'm okay with their behavior. And 9 times out of 10, they're just going to do it again. So here's your prompt. I want you to start this way. See that I need to change in order to consider myself a mentally healthy individual is. Reflect on it. Think about your thoughts. Think about your feelings. Think about your behaviors. Maybe it's more than one thing, so you write this prompt over as many times as you need to. But one thing that I need to change in order to consider myself a mentally healthy individual is. And then you got to take it a step further, because it's one thing to state it, but then you need to uncover why. Why is this something that you need to do? Because that's going to help you add value, which is ultimately going to help that further say, I need to do this because, and explain how it causes harm to you or others. It might not be comfortable. I don't like the fact that I'm somebody who avoids conflict because I'm afraid of what it might mean. I don't like that. It's tough for me to admit. But that's my truth. And I recognize that I need to do something about it. I need to change that narrative. And then once I do that, then that can become my new truth, the truth that I decided I want to walk in. So what is our takeaway for today? Well, mental health, while there are some foundational key elements, it's also very relative. So using the concepts from the field of psychology and theology, we have defined mental health as of or relating to an individual whose spiritual, intellectual, and emotional responses to external reality provides protection from harm for themselves and for others. Important one as well. We understand that health is related to God's salvation for us, because through him we are protected from the ultimate harm of an eternal death. Thank you, Jesus. God just, he's so awesome in providing provisions for us and helping us to see how he's just taking care of us all the way around. I just love it when you see things like that come out of the word. So I hope that this picture is clear for you guys. I'm really hoping that you will take the time to consider what changes you to become a mentally healthy individual. Take some time to also dig into the scripture. There's other scriptures that use the word health in there, and they deal with God's salvation and deal with God's protection as well. I believe that that would definitely also. But I want to hope, this is what I want to do. I want to post this on my Facebook page. It's going to be on Elevated Counseling and Coaching, the Facebook page. And if you would like to, I would invite you to go ahead and actually comment on this thread. I'll repost this, so if you need to re-listen, I'll repost this, and you can comment what changes you're going to make. A beautiful thing happens when we're transparent. It's, you just never know, so I encourage you all to post it there. But also, feel free to send it to me in an inbox if you like, and I would love to go over it with you. But post it on the thread. We may be helping others by seeing what kind of changes that you make. Somebody might say, hey, yeah, that's me too. I do that too. I didn't think about that. So that would be good for the body. I would invite you to do that. So it's ElevatedCounselingAndCoaching.com on Facebook. I want to thank you guys for listening. If you or somebody that you know need of some mental health services, I would love to take that journey alongside with them towards guidance, towards spiritual and mental health. You can reach me on Facebook at Elevated Counseling and Coaching. I do have a website also. It's call me directly. 734-956-0616. And I'd love to talk to you. This show is going to air every fourth Thursday and first Saturday of every month. So I would hope that you would tune back in and listen. We're going to be discussing more areas and concepts related to mental health, and digging into the Word of God to see how they go together, hand in hand. I'm going to close this out in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for providence, God. You are such an awesome and wonderful God. I pray right now that every listener that's on here today, God, that you just meet a need that they have. I pray for everyone's health and their relationship with you, Lord God. God, I trust you, and we believe you, and we're so grateful for your protection, your health, and your protection over our lives, and ultimately your salvation. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until next time, guys, I love you lots, and God bless you.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleared.